That's right. Who's got the power?
Jesus.
Yeah. You do.
He's got the power.
You do. Jesus. Don't push it off on him. He gave it to you to do something with it. Isn't that right? Amen. You have been empowered. You've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power. That's what we just sang. You know? We believe. We believe and therefore we speak, right? Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. They will have mercy surround them. Amen. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. These are simply true. Simply true. Lord, we love how simply true you are, and so we just pray that your word will go right down into our hearts, that the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart will be acceptable to you. We just love you, Lord. What a great, great time to be alive, worshiping you. Amen. You are not controlled by your sinful nature. I don't have a sinful nature. I'm born again. According to the Bible, we still got it. If we pay attention, we know we still got it. We are being perfected, right? And do we accept the perfecter's hand? Do we desire? It doesn't. There is no shame. You can't be shamed anymore. There is no condemnation. You can't be condemned anymore. If you can't be condemned anymore, don't be condemning. You know? That's one gift we all have. We all have a gift of seeing what's wrong. Right? Yeah. And some of us have eloquent gifts to point it out. And if we don't look at ourselves, we can point everywhere. But if we look at ourselves, we can understand humbling ourselves, therefore, in the sight of God. And at the right time, he will lift us up. So we want to keep ourselves sharp. Right? The Bible says to keep yourself in the love of God. Well, nothing can separate me from the love of God. No, that's true. But my own attitude can affect how much I know of the love. Remember, we talked about we need to know how much he loves us. And we need to be solid in that. There is no condemnation. Nothing like that. But we need to believe what the Lord says. You're controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. I have received the Holy Spirit. And so the great control is there. It's there. He's just gentle. And he just clears his throat. He just gives a sideways look sometimes. You know? And sometimes that's enough. Sometimes we just receive that, correct that, fix it all up. Sometimes we don't. You know? Who has the power? You do. You have the power. I do. We all do. We have the power. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. It's not just a pretty song. It is a pretty song. But it's a true song. And if we let the word go down deep into our heart, you know, we come out differently. We come out a little sweeter and a little finer and a little more determined. Life happens. We know about life happening, right? You know? The wind began to blow in the middle of the night. And I was trying to discern, is that the air conditioner? Did Vicky get up and turn up the air conditioner? But I've never heard the air conditioner get quite that good. So I went and I looked out the window. And Vicky headed for the back door. She said, if I'd have known this was coming, I'd have had my plants taken care of. And here's her little plants rolling around on the driveway, things tipping over and breaking. So here I am, running around, picking up plants, sticking them in the back door. Did I take the tall ones down and put them in the garden? We just never put them up. They came down perfectly. Oh, we never put them back up. Praise the Lord. I was thinking, man, I don't remember running over there to do that. But anyway, you know, there was the wind and there was the wailing and there was the pick things up. And we found almost everything, you know. And I just want to tell you, I never once said, that woman and these stupid plants, I shouldn't have to be. I never even thought it. I was so glad to be catching them and picking them up, you know. There's something wrong with me. Had a good moment. But, you know, we are, yield yourself, therefore, as servants of God. You are a servant of God. I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm a servant of the Most High God. That's me. Yeah. You know. If you're looking at free, you're looking at me. I'm free. The Lord has set me free. Remember? I'm free. The Lord has set me free. I'm free. The Lord has set me free. I'm free. Free indeed. You know? I just am. I'm going to walk in the freedom. Walk in the victory. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You see, we've been set free by the power of God. We've been set free by the knowledge that there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. We've been set free by the fact that sin no longer has any power over us. We don't have to. But we still can if we want to. But why would we want to? Well, we have preferences. Sometimes our preferences are sweet and sometimes they stink. And so when they stink, we have to overcome them. That's easy, sort of. When we want to, when we want to, we can do what we want to. But if what we want to do is not what is pleasing to God, it doesn't give us that warm and fuzzy feeling. You know? See, I will tell you that my biggest mountain is irritability. You know? I should not ever get irritated again in my life. That's my desire. Now, there are things that may perk up your ears, but you don't have to bite. You know? You don't have to. But boy, it's a fight sometimes. It really is. It's a fight. You know? God has removed the power of sin, but like any good wrestling match, it struggles through. The devil doesn't have power. He doesn't have authority, but he's annoying. You know, I can remember watching wrestling matches when my friends were wrestling in high school and sometimes in college, you know, and there's some guy that should have gone down in 5 seconds, but that person is able to bridge and squirm. And then the referee can't seem to see when his shoulders have been down for quite some time. Isn't that right, Jerry? I got him. Look, I've got him. I've got him. I've got him. I've got him. And everybody's going, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then finally, it shouldn't last that long. The guy knew he couldn't win. Why didn't he just give up? Because he's not supposed to. Unfortunately, newsflash, the devil hasn't given up. He has not given up causing you, me, and everybody he can grief. But the more that we know that the power has been taken away from him and it no longer can force us, we can shake off the heavy bands and lift up the holy hands and praise the Lord. You know? If you are fortunate and there is nothing about you that bothers you, glory to God. Ask somebody else. I bet they'll tell you something. Because somebody's been watching, looking for the opportunity, you know, praying. Oh, God, show them. No, I don't know. You can bet that there are people who are kind enough to say, Lord, help them see what a mess they are. You know? And I'm not saying that God wouldn't necessarily answer that prayer. But what would do more good for people to have a fresh revelation of God or to see how awful they are? You know, when we stand looking at God, we can see that we've got a ways to go. But our remembrance should be that there's no condemnation, so I'm okay. God's not condemning me. I have been set free from the power of sin. This thing, I'm free. I can beat this. In fact, I have beat this. It's a stinking mosquito hovering around. You know? And mosquitoes, sometimes you get fortunate, you can get a whole handful if they're all landing in one place. But sometimes you got to swat them one at a time. You know? And man, I want to tell you something. Hey! Wild Bill rode in. Hallelujah. You know? Glory to God. Yeah. But you know, there's these things that's like, I was out looking for lost stuff amongst the bushes, and I looked down between our house and the trees, and I said, I ain't going in there. There's a possibility. Hey, Christy, the pretty part of the company. Hallelujah. Oh, Billy, don't get me wrong. You're beautiful, too. Yeah. You know? But I mean, I looked, and it would have been an opportunity to die out there for loss of blood. You know, I looked down there and they looked at me. And I went back into the house. I said, you know, I'm going to get out my malathion. That'll take care of them. There aren't any bees around anyway. You see, that's the balance that we have to keep. I can't use my malathion because we don't want to kill the bees. But if there aren't any bees, we don't have to worry about it. Well, we have something better in Christ Jesus, you know? So we don't have to worry about it. We need to simply take the weapons, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're the same. Everybody gets the same weapons. Everybody has the same ability to yield them and to wield them. Everybody does, you know. But we've got to come to the understanding of what is ours in Christ. true joy, peace, and happiness and contentment lives with him. You know? When we succumb to sin, when we come short of the glory of God, if we are not careful, we open a door for doubt. We might doubt us. We might doubt God. The enemy will offer us the opportunity to doubt everything right to our salvation. Yeah. He will just do that. But this morning I was thinking about that and I thought, you know something? Doubt gives us a path to deliverance. And the reason being that the moment that we doubt, we know it's not God. So when we doubt, there's something that needs to get out. We've spotted that shifty little bugger. You know? And he's toast. See? I could have waded into those mosquitoes. But why should I? I have a plan. I didn't flee from them because they were mightier. More of them would have died than me. We'd have had a battle royal. You know? I might have come into the house and Vicky would have thought I had been to war with blood spots all over me. Because I have noticed this year that they aren't sneaky mosquitoes. It's like they've got dull stingers. They want you to feel it. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to feel. You want you to feel. And if you can feel, then you might be able to be convinced that it's not true that he's lost his power. But he has. God said he took his power. The power of sin no longer can rule you. It might drag you around a little bit. It might do lots of things to you. It might try to ruin you, but it can't. But if you find yourself doubting the power of God that he's given you, if you find yourself doubting the word of God, say, do the old, was it Lucy who said, slowly I turned, you know? Gotcha. We cannot be defeated because we have the power in the name of Jesus. We simply need to have the desire to use it. Because we found this new way, remember back a while ago, because God's given us this new way, what did it say? We never give up. For years we've been singing, I'm going through, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. And I'll take the way of the Lord's anointed few. Because I started out with Jesus and I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going right through any kind of irritability. I'm going right through any fakeness that the enemy pours. I'm going through it. Because we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is in us. And if the Holy Spirit's not in us, then we can't please God. Is the Holy Spirit in you? Yes. 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 Does the Holy Spirit hold the trump card for you? Does he have the final decisions? Is he the one that we listen to? Is he the one that we will submit ourselves to? Is he the one that when we are convicted, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know? There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And so it's always encouraging to know that we can defeat the enemy. And Paul pointed it out for us. He said, okay, I don't sin anymore. Say that. I don't sin anymore. I said, I don't sin anymore. It's the sin that's in me. You don't want to finish it. It's the sin that is in me. I don't sin anymore comes out a lot easier than it's the sin that's in me. But you know what? If we don't recognize, like Paul did, then we won't want to get it out. It will sit in the little, it's not so bad box. It's not so bad that I get irritable. Most of the time, I hide it. Until she says, I hate when you do that. When I do what? Here I go again. We could all say amen to the fact we don't really need anybody to stir it up. Right? Maybe I do. Maybe it'll make me better at fighting it. But it irritates me that it irritates me. It just ain't right. It's just not good. I'm reading a book. Somebody left it out there, and it's a small book, but boy, it takes a long time to get through. And it's called "Have You Been to the Altar Lately?" Just checking. Altars are good places. But the thought that I had was, I was reminded of how Israel, every time they went someplace, every time they stopped someplace, every time they got a victory, every time they got in trouble, every time everything, they would build an altar in that spot. And they would remind themselves and everybody else, anybody that walked by, then there would be some place to tell their children everything. They'd go on a walk, and the child would say, Grandpa, is that another one of those things you guys used to build? Yes, that's an altar. What did you do there? I'd rather not talk about that. It's kind of one of those things. If you're walking around, and I decided, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to build altars as I go. And so something comes up, and right there I'm going to build an altar. What if it was at the post office? What are people going to think? What if it was at Mashick's? Did you see that? Pastor Dave was sitting around praying right there in the grocery store, Maybe thinking I had no business doing that. If they really knew why, what would they think? You see what I'm saying? But it's a place of remembrance. It's a place of remembrance. I would like to have that gone. And like I said, maybe you don't have anything that needs to be gone. And that, You know? I love our friend Leaf from the jail, and she said, Pastor Day, I try not to swear, but when I do, I always tell the people, I'm sorry, that's not me. I'm trying to whip that. I said, man, that's an altar. You know? Oh, sure, there's going to be somebody that says, yeah, you keep saying that, but you keep doing that, you know? No, there'll always be somebody. Always be somebody to let loose a jar of mosquitoes when you're sleeping. There'll always be somebody, you know? But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What matters is that we believe. I believe that we have been set free from the power of sin to rule over us. And since we've been set free from the power of it to rule over us, we don't need to excuse it. We don't need to ignore it. We need to dance and celebrate. Every time something like that comes up, it's a chance for a victory. You know? I remember when I was a kid, we used to, you know, you'd watch the mosquito suck your blood. And when he was so full, smack him. Fix him. He died happy and I was happy he was dead. It was a mutual admiration society. You know? We have the opportunity to live what God says. We just have it. So there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you. I'm free. The Lord has set me free. I'm free. Free indeed. He's freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. There is a sin that leads to death, we know. And everybody thinks they know what it is. The Bible would hint that it's just simply the sin of unbelief. But in our most excellent abilities to discern, we can spot those people. You know? I'll tell you what. I was a people. And those who are forgiven much love much. And every one of us have been forgiven a lot. And will possibly be forgiven today. And tomorrow might be like a nightmare of opportunities to be forgiven. And every time that we have an opportunity to be forgiven, let's be forgiven. Let's prove that we've been set free from the power of sin to rule over us. And with that comes a confidence that we win. We win. You know, David was, he kind of ended up Psalm 118 and began Psalm 119. Kind of, he didn't write that one. But Psalm 118, he said, I overcame them all by the power of God. I overcame them all. They came at me. They caused me grief. They did all kinds of stuff to me. They swarmed around me like bees. They blazed against me like a crackling fire. I'll throw mosquitoes where the bees are. But he said, I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. They came at me. I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. When the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy them all with the authority of the Lord. Don't box them up. Move them out. Win that. You see, because with every victory, we become a greater picture of the glory of God. And we don't quit this until we leave this life. And our assignment doesn't end until we end. And so we have the opportunity to become more and more and more and more Christ-like. There's no condemnation and there's no shame in growing in righteousness. And growing in righteousness is achieved by losing unrighteousness. And victories are so sweet. Big, little, insignificant to others, but huge to you, whatever it's like, you know, then we can be walking down the street going, yeah, 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 yeah. That was Bob and LeVon this morning when there were no drips over the bed. Yeah! Passed a good test, didn't it? It wasn't a sprinkle. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Songs of joy. This is Psalm 118:15. It says, songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. Don't forget to sing your songs of victory. Let it fly in the sky. Let the whole world know that the King is in residence here. My post office experience this week was I walked in and there were two guys talking. And one of them I wanted to talk to. And it isn't that I didn't want to talk to the other one. But the other one began to talk about all kinds of stuff. And he said, I don't remember what he said, but it wasn't necessarily complimentary to me, but he was having fun, and that's okay, you know? That's all right. And he wasn't saying it like a personal story. Oh, he ultimately, with all of his rambling, he said, I don't know if I always believe him. I said, I won't lie. You were okay there. But the thing is, after I didn't really say anything. I stood there and he said, see, we've got him. So he don't even have anything to say. I said, no. You've got me where I have so much to say that you'd leave. There's a lot. There's a lot to be said for the goodness of God. And you've got that. It dwells in you. You know the difference. You know the goodness of God. You know the joy of the Lord. You know, and you know that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And you know the truth that will make others free as well. And so we can walk in the truth. The world is an amazing place right now. And there's a lot of people that need to have the truth make them free. And you are the vessels that can. I had a gal in jail this week, and she was a preacher's kid. She was a preacher's kid, sitting right there in jail. I said, it's tough being a preacher's kid, isn't it? You know? And now the preacher's kid, all that stuff that was in her heart is bubbling. And so she said, so how do I go about telling people about Jesus? I said, that's easy. Just tell them what the Lord has done for you. Tell him that he's never left you. Tell him that he's never forsaken you. Tell him that he never gave up on you. Tell him that you're ready to tell him about how good God is. Tell him, I'm going to get out of jail and tell everybody I can, but until I get out of jail, I'm going to tell everybody I can, and I can tell you. And she left. She said, thank you. I could tell she was ready to go back to the pod and tell people about God. Are you ready to tell people about God? About the goodness of God? About how good he's been to you? Oh, man. Oh, man. It's exciting just to think about it. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You are free from the power of sin to rule you. And you're better than you think. And if you want to get better, you will. Because he's an ever-increasing God. Amen? Amen. Lord, we're grateful to you that we've got the power. Sing with me. In the name of Jesus, we've got the power. In the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power. In the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we know, Lord, that's not bragging on us, that's bragging on you. Because that's speaking faith, and when you hear faith spoke, you love it. Thank you. Thank you for pouring your power, your love, and your sound mind into us. We have no fear, because we know you're near, you're here, you are with us always. Thank you, Lord. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. Let it be.